Hello, everyone. This is Radio Ink editor Ed Ryan, and welcome to a special series of interviews with our 2018 Radio Ink Radio Wayne finalists. We always love to interview successful people, and Radio Wayne finalists are certainly very successful. The Radio Wayne Awards honor Radio Wayne Cornils, who set a great example for professionalism in radio, and they're the only industry awards that recognize salespeople, sales managers, general managers, and market managers, radio's very best in sales and management. This year, the awards will be presented at the radio show, which is produced by the RAB and the NAB. The 2018 show is in Orlando this year, and the awards will be handed out on September 27th during the advertiser breakfast. If you're attending, look for our special pullout section. It lists all the finalists, and it'll be on the tables during the breakfast. With us today is 2018 Radio Wayne finalist in our sales management category, Tom Hansen from Tuned In Broadcasting in Nashville. Tom, thank you very much for joining us. First, tell us a little about your company and the station that you work for.
Thank you, Ed. Yes, I work for Tuned In Broadcasting in Nashville, Tennessee. We are a station or cluster of one, as I like to say. Lightning 100, AAA format. We've been in business for over 25 years as an independent radio station in Nashville. And we have about 20 employees full-time, and I run a sales team of six people. And, you know, it's just a great way to do radio.
Now, before we get into your career, you sparked another question I had for you. How is it competing in a market where you have, you know, the bigger groups there? There's a couple of really big ones in Nashville.
Absolutely. It's always a challenge. I guess maybe from the outside, people say, how do you compete? I don't think we try to compete with a large cluster. I think we try to do what we do best, and that's music. We're in Music City, and so being independent allows us to create a strategy in which we serve our local community a little bit better, and we have the ability to make decisions and to adjust our strategies pretty quickly. So I think that is a plus for us. So. That's kind of how we look at it.
Great. Now, you have a little bit of a unique path toward where you are now. Tell us about your career.
Yeah. So, as a young lad, I remember listening to the radio and specifically one day driving with my mom and telling her that, my goal was to be a DJ. And I don't mind saying I grew up in Wisconsin on a farm. And I listened to a station called WAPL, which was a classic rock station in Appleton, Wisconsin. Anyway, so I always loved radio and music. Fast forward, I joined the military out of high school, went down the engineering path, and in 1996, I was working in Melbourne, Florida, working up at Cocoa Beach at the Kennedy Space Center, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and he asked me if I wanted to move to Nashville and get into radio, and they hired me as the chief engineer, and I did that for many years before being asked to take over the sales team, which I did in 2011, so I absolutely love it. I've been in radio almost 22 years, and I've worked pretty much, I would say, every job description possible, and absolutely love the whole everything about radio. So I think that's what makes it fun for me. And people say you're a sales manager. I think when you've been with a company for a long time and you believe in the mission, vision, and values of that company, it's no longer selling. It's about creating partnerships and making sure everybody's getting their return on investment and doing the things that make everybody successful.
The finalists, we have seven or eight in each category, which is from all across the country. Why do you believe you've been successful?
I think that, working with a company and having having the opportunity to work different jobs within TuneIn Broadcasting, make me a better team leader. Clearly defined mission of our company is we're about the music, and being able to tie everything we do into the music side of it, creating, you know, strategies and proposals around that, you know, makes it, you know, easier once you, you know, if you're just really defined. You know, we set company goals, but we discuss them on an individual basis and what, you know, a person's purpose and passion is. And I think that when you get down to that level, you know, it's we're all friends. We're like a family. And so, you know, we're all working together toward the big goals. And I think that's what – so it's not really about what do I do to be successful. It's about what do we do to be successful. And I think that if, you know, you have a very clear passion and purpose for each individual and your company, and it all clicks, then everybody's successful.
Great. So in your opinion, Tom, what should salespeople know in order to make a good living today at sales?
Patience. I think that they need to have patience if they're new. They need to know their products. So know all of the offerings that they have to sell and to offer. Never stop learning. You know, just because we say X, Y, and Z is what we need to sell, you know, always push your own limits. And come up with new ideas, be creative, and, you know, bring them back to your management team, you know, and get buy-in. You know, sell internally as well as externally. Integrity and honesty, you know, takes a lifetime to build a reputation, you know, 10 seconds to destroy it. So integrity and honesty. Make sure you do what you say you're going to do. And then numbers and feedback, you know. Watch your numbers and get feedback from your clients, you know, and your friends and your teammates.
Now, Tom, what do you do to make sure your salespeople are educating themselves? You're telling them to read books outside of the business? Are you telling them to read leadership books, sales books? Are you directing them to certain websites? Is there some kind of philosophy that you have to keep them on their game? Because things are always changing. You have accounts and clients that, you know, Or sometimes, you know, opinions change on how they want to do things, but the salespeople really need to stay on top of their game. How do they do that?
You know, I think for me it's different given my background. You know, I'm always on a quest for knowledge, and so I try to get the team to, you know, to look at sources of information outside of directly related to radio.
Right.
Look at sales trends. Look at what's available. What's happening in the digital world? What's happening in the television market? What, you know, how are, you know, what kind of money are they making on YouTube videos? You know, just looking at all of the different ways and keeping your mind open. I'm not really answering your question. We do some group reads, some traditional group reads.
Mm-hmm.
I ask them to go to REB. You know, read the trades, or, you know, read Radio Inc. articles. You know, look at what's working for other people, you know, and then kind of developing their own style around that.
Right. So get as much information as you can inside and outside the industry.
Overload yourself, and then figure out what works for you as far as that with that data.
Right. So tell us about the advertisers, Tom. They're bombarded with, you know, Facebook and Google and, you know, TV and newspaper for everything. So how are the advertisers perceiving radio these days, in your opinion?
Yeah, so I think we have I don't necessarily have a quantity here or a percentage, but, you know, I have clients that radio works very well for them. You know, I just met with a client last week, and I asked the question. I said, "What are you doing? What are you doing besides radio? What are you doing besides, you know, email blast? What do you, you know?" And I hear a lot, "We're doing digital." And I ask them questions about what that means to them. You know, well, you know, do you want to do digital with us or whatever? You know, you're asking those questions, always knowing that it can be a little bit loaded, you know. Then I have some clients that absolutely are totally switching. They're cutting their radio budgets and trying some other things to get new, you know, new eyes and ears on their products. So, probably hearing the word digital more and more than I have, but we again, what we try to do is we just try to make sure that we service that those customers even better and listen to what their feedback is.
Does that worry you to hear them talking about digital so much?
Yes. It does, but we have a digital strategy to build our digital networks. You know, we're a radio station, so let's leverage our listeners and build our own digital platforms. And so, you know, we have a strategy to try to be competitive with that. It's how do we tell that story? You know, how do we tell the story? So do we, you know, you have to decide, do you package sell it or do you sell it individually? You know, we have to try to meet everybody's spend budget. So it's, don't necessarily have it all figured out yet.
So tell us about the clients that are loyal to you. They're getting results. Are you finding more advertisers are getting results compared to the, or are they, you know, is it a mix or is it constantly changing?
I think the influence right now what I'm feeling right now is that we have a lot of clients, a lot of our core clients are getting results and they're saying they're getting results with radio. So, you know, I think it's in flux all the time, depending on the season and what else is going on. But I think that we do have a very, being a locally driven station and our clients being mainly local, I think that we've figured out how to match those guys up. It's always going to be in flux, so I never want to get too comfortable saying, oh, we have this figured out.
Right, right. So what advice do you have for other sales managers to help them stay on top of their game or somebody that's, you know, striving to become a sales manager in the business?
Well, you know, I think that look at your company as a whole. You know, if you're going to be a sales manager, you know, you need to understand all the financials of your company. You know, it's not, you know, part of your job is, you know, selling, obviously. Look at your sales data, your historic data, your trends. You know, look at the company as a whole, not just the sales data. So, you know, watch your expenses. So know your cost of sale, all the things that go along with it. You know, because just adding sales, and it's different, you know, it's different for us than it is for a group. I have to know all these things because I'm responsible for all the expenses that go along with the sale. So,
right.
You know, so for me, it's a little bit different. You know, really, really knowing what you're selling. And the other thing is, you know, treating your people right. Really understand what they want. I mean, the biggest hit on a sales team is losing your top seller. You know, so really know what your team wants and talk to them. You know, not talk to them as a teammate. You know, not just hey, your goals are great job on your goals, or you know, you need to, you know, get more digital on your books. You know, really talk to them and find out how they're feeling, what they want.
So are you having luck? Are you having good luck hiring people? Are you always are you constantly looking for salespeople to bring on your team, or at least have in your funnel?
Yeah, I would have told you that when I first started that I was the best hiring manager that ever existed. You know, I'm constantly looking, and you know, I still believe we do some of the personality testing, you know, to try to qualify people as just one piece of it. I interview a lot and a lot of times, slow to hire, but you know, yes, it is difficult. Finding that person that truly fits, you know, there's always something in that person that's great, and there's always opportunities for professional development. And so what I am finding is that hiring somebody into a position that maybe is not sales, maybe it's more of a marketing or promotions position, and developing that person from within, because you need, if they don't know the corporate or the company culture, it's hard to train that to a new person. So if they have that built and then you develop the sales side of them, then you win all the way around. That's my gut. That's where I am right now, is develop from within, and those are going to be your top sellers.
Now, I don't think I've ever seen as many construction cranes in my life as I see in Nashville these days. What a great market you live in there and work in.
Yeah. I think there was 20. There's a crane. There's maybe a website that still has crane counter. There was, I think 26 was the last time we looked. 26 cranes.
That's great.
So I've been there 25, like I said, almost going on 25 years, 96, so 22 years, 23 years. And we've watched it go from a small, big town to a metropolis. I mean, growing faster than we can, and, you know, we're being left behind. So that's what we joke about. We're being left behind by our own city. A lot of opportunity. You know, we have to think different, but there's lots of opportunity for radio and getting our face in front of all these new people. So,
now, Tom, if somebody wants to get in touch with you just to say hello or maybe pick your brain, how would they do that?
Probably email first, T Hansen at WRLT.com, or call me directly at my desk, 615-242-5600, extension 2200.
All right, folks, Tom Hansen is a finalist in the sales manager category at the Radio Wayne Awards, which will be given out September 27th at the radio show produced by the RAB and the NAB, and we hope to see you all there. Thanks for listening, and keep an eye on our website, RadioWink.com, for more of our interviews with the 2018 Radio Wayne finalists. Also, Radio Wink's most successful issue in 18 years was just released. Our massively thick 40 Most Powerful People in Radio issue is out. And the only way you can get your hands on the 112 pages of killer content is to subscribe. And you can do that by visiting the subscribe section on our website or by calling 561-655-8778. Thanks again for listening, and we'll see you in Orlando.